shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the third chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to John to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me? But Jesus answered him, Let it be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he consented. And when Jesus was baptized, immediately he went up from the water. And behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming to rest on him. And behold, a voice from heaven said, This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You have to believe more. Do you have to pray more? Do you have to study more? Do you somehow have to, in the midst of the mourning and the sadness and the darkness, reading even once again this morning of another tragedy in Israel, another terrorist attack, reading earlier this week of gunfire being shot out at an airport in Florida? Where do we turn as Christians? What do we do? What do we say? It seems like things are never going to get better. It seems like at times, even in the face of death, even in the midst of losing dear loved ones in such tragic ways, that we feel like we need to do something more. That we somehow have to hold on a little bit stronger. That we somehow, some way, have to make our lives a little bit better, empower ourselves somehow. And as many Christians will tell you today, pull yourselves up by your bootstraps, maybe even your rain boots today, and hold on and do everything you can to hold on to Jesus and all that he's given for you. But you'll notice, for the third day in a row, we have heard this reading from Romans chapter 6. At the very beginning of a Lutheran funeral service, the congregation gathers into the church and we begin at the baptismal font. And we basically remind everyone gathered there, in holy baptism, Carol Wood was clothed with the robe of Christ's righteousness. In holy baptism, Mike Craig was robed with the was clothed with the robe of Christ's righteousness. In holy baptism, you were clothed with the robe of Christ's righteousness. And the congregation responds, Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into death, into Christ Jesus, were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. Those words are powerful, and they are a promise for you and for me. No matter what you and I face day in and day out, no matter if we have two or three more memorial services this week or next week or whenever it may be, in the face of death, in the face of terror, in the face of tragedy, Christianity stands as a beacon of light for the way, the truth, and the life found in Jesus Christ. We have just now entered into the season of Epiphany. We've gone through Advent, we've gone through Christmas, and now we still have all of these lovely candles up here for the season of light, the season of Epiphany, which means to reveal, to uncover. Epiphany shows us that in Christ Jesus, who was born for us in a manger at Christmas time, we now know that in the season of Epiphany, not only is he truly man, living, walking, breathing, eating, sleeping, drinking, suffering, and dying for us, but we now are revealed to us that he is also truly God for us. God with us, God walking, sleeping, eating, drinking, suffering, and dying for us. And he has brought the light of the world, the light that the darkness cannot overcome, no matter how tragic it may be. And that light shines even for us. In the midst of all of the water everywhere around us, in the midst of all of the tragedies around us, in the midst of our concerns, our fears, our deepest, darkest secrets, and our sins, that light has come not only to expose our sin and to call us to repentance, but also to proclaim that it has been done away with. It has been washed clean through the precious blood of Jesus Christ flowing from his side into that holy baptismal font for you, for me. And he has washed you clean. He has crucified you with him and has helped you to walk out of your own grave by his own resurrection. Christianity is not about how much you have to believe, or how strong your faith is, or how much you know about the Bible, or how much you can quote, or how much you pray each day. It's not about how many Bible studies you go to. It's not even about how much you serve in the church. I would dare say it's not even strictly the whole idea that you just gotta believe. We certainly do. But our faith can be shaken at times. It can be shaken to the core at times. And we can ask those questions that we have to ask at times because we have no other questions to ask. Where in the world are you, O God? Where in the world are you in the midst of these things? Where are you as people are dying, as people are leaving us to the grave? Where are you in the midst of all of my fears and my troubles? I believe, Lord, help my unbelief. Please, O Lord, have mercy on me. Help me. And if we are simply left with a simple statement of, you just gotta believe, if we are left with just the simple statement of, pray harder, learn more, and obey, then we will be stuck in those questions. Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in a newness of life. In baptism, God laid stake to you. He claimed you as his own. He gave you his divine name. He has crowned you with the crown of everlasting life, and he has promised that all of the blessings and inheritance of his are now yours. You are his beloved child. By your rebirth, you're being born from above in the waters of holy baptism. It's not about how much you believe or what you can try to do. It is about God coming to us in the waters of baptism and doing the work for us, rescuing us from sin, death, and everlasting condemnation, putting us with his Son, never to die again, but to live forever. That is why baptism is so important. That is why it is the most wonderful gift you could ever receive. And yes, there will be people who will say at times, well, what about the thief on the cross? What about those people who were traveling in a car to be baptized and they die before they were baptized? Yes, yes indeed. Belief is absolutely important. But you can know for certain, just as we heard the last 2 days, that as you walk by that font, it is not about what you have done for God. It is about what God has done for you in your baptism, where he claimed you as his own, and where he has told you that I will never leave you or forsake you, that all who believe in me, even though they die, yes, that so shall they live. But as Peter also says, baptism now saves you through the washing and regeneration by the power of the Holy Spirit. We certainly do believe that Christ has died, he is risen, and that he will come again to judge the living and the dead. But on the last day, it's not about us going before the Lord and saying, look at all that I have done. Look at how much I prayed. Look at how much I served on the council of the elders. Look at what I did as a pastor in your church or anything else. It is simply looking to God and holding up Christ as your only defense, your only salvation. Christ who was given to you in your baptism. It's never solely about, I believe. Luther says, believe in what? You can believe in anything. For us, it's about, as we sang, I am baptized. I am baptized. Carol Wood is baptized. Mike Craig is baptized. I mentioned this the last 2 days. If you've been here the last 2 days, I'm sorry, it's a little repetitive. Mike Craig is baptized. Carol Wood is baptized, even though they are laying in the ground. It is not a historical event. It is an actual event that has went with them all throughout this life and continues to be with them because they now see Christ face to face in the eternal glory that he has prepared for him and for you. You are baptized. In the midst of the doubts, in the midst of the fears, in the midst of all of the questions, in the midst of the open-eyed grave, we can certainly cry out, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. But then we can take sure and concrete, literally, assurance that we are baptized. And because of that, all of the blessings, wealth, riches, honor, power, and glory, and inheritance of God the Father are yours. Now,